Welcome to Gardening with Daddy Pete. Let's join our host, Melvin York.
Well, greetings, everyone. This is Melvin York, and you're listening to Gardening with Daddy Pete here. Today, a beautiful day in March. We got up to 70 degrees here in the Piedmont today, which is wonderful after all the rain we've had. But we're expecting another bout coming in tomorrow and Saturday, but then again on Sunday, nice again. We do appreciate all the comments and all the questions I've had this week. Thank you so much for going to our website and using it, sending in your questions and asking or giving us your comments. And we do thank you. We do answer those. You can do that on our website, which is daddypete.com. And also while you're there, you can ask a question, leave a comment. You can go back and archive all of our podcasts and you can look at our products, learn a little bit about us. We're a Century Plus farm. We have some things there that I think you might find interesting. So if you get a chance, just do that. We talked here not too long ago about the meaning of the NPK on fertilizer that we're using, the nitrogen, the phosphorus, and the potassium, the N being the nitrogen, the P being the phosphorus, K being the potassium or potash. Now, we did talk about it, what it done, but I want to go over some of the organic choices that you have for this and kind of give you the NPK on those. These are things that you can find at your garden center. Some of them, if you have a local feed store, a lot of those products will be found there. You can find them at several different places, so depending on where you shop. So we're going to go over some of the things that I know spring's here. We're going to say, what kind of fertilizer do we use? We really don't want to use a chemical fertilizer. We want to stay natural. And even with the organics, you're going to have to really watch too with that, because I'll explain those as I go along. But here's some of the things if you want to jot those down, or you can go back, like I said, to our webpage and just snatch this one here, organic fertilizers, what it will be titled and its uses. You can look at that later or grab that journal we keep talking about keeping that journal, and that's a good thing too. If you use any of these things, you know, maybe you want to try a combination of one over the other with, you know, I have some tomato plants in this bed, or I've got some peppers in here, and see which one done the best for you, just to make sure that you do have taken those soil samples, have your pH right, so when you apply this fertilizer, your plants can uptake as much of it as they need. Well, let's go over kind of a list of what some of the organic fertilizers are, and these are mostly in the meal form. So a lot of them are. So you can easily, like I say, pick those up even at your garden center or your local feed store. Organic alfalfa. Now, organic alfalfa, we hear that there's a lot of hay made for a horse's love or alfalfa. That's a good one. Alfalfa is a good rich hay that's used for a lot in the horses and some cows, some beef production, if they have it and it's readily available, but it's an expensive hay. But they do make a alfalfa meal. And the NPK on the organic alfalfa meal is 252. And again, we talked about the NPK, which is the nitrogen, the potassium, the phosphorus, and the potassium. And this one is 2%, 5%, 2%. 252. Organic alfalfa meal is a non-burning source of nitrogen and contains the naturally occurring growth hormone trichotillomol, which boosts the growth rates of seedlings. So that's good to know. And these are things that you'll need to jot down or either go back and listen to or just jot down alfalfa meal and look at that, make sure it's organic. The next is organic cottonseed meal. That has an NPK of 632. That's a slow-releasing nitrogen. Now, you'll find this with organics. You'll have some fast release, some slow, and I particularly like the slower release nitrogen. That way, you don't have to worry about burn. This also has a slower release potash and phosphorus too, so that helps to keep your soil aerated. That's an organic cottonseed meal. There's a lot of cottonseed meal out there that's not organic on account of some of the sprays during the harvesting, but you want to make sure that that cottonseed meal is organic. Bone meal. Bone meal is one. It's a 555. Pretty hefty fertilizers. It's a good balance there. It promotes root growth at the transplant stage and benefits in fruiting. So you get that two ways with the 556 on bone meal. Now that's got 5% nitrogen, 5% phosphorus, and then the 6% of the potash or potassium. Rock phosphate, that's another one, but now rock phosphate has a certain purpose. If you have a problem with this, you might want to use it a certain time during your plant, like right before they start fruiting. Right as they're starting to put on buds, we'll be a good way with that. The NPK on it is 030. So we're talking about a product here that's just phosphorus. We do know that that does help produce fruiting and fruit growth. It also helps the other elements in the plant to help be uptake. So rock phosphate is a good one if you want to put it on right for the bloom start. That's an excellent way to top dress with that. Here's a good one if you want looking for something for nitrogen and maybe a little phosphorus for the fruits and all, but you don't need the potassium. And that's fish meal. Fish meal has a 10-6-0. That's 10% nitrogen. That's pretty high. And your phosphorus is 6% and your potassium is 0. It is a non-burning source of nitrogen and trace elements. It also is a great soil conditioner. Now, one thing you'll see that you won't find this with your chemical or your man-made fertilizers, most of your organic fertilizers, the nitrogen part does not burn, because it releases slower. And again, it's a natural organic nitrogen. Here's one that I'm going to bring up, but you're going to have to be really careful with. That's soybean meal. Most of the soybeans grown in the United States are GMO soybeans. So maybe something that you want to consider there. The nitrogen, the NPK is really good on soybean meals. You've got a 6, 1.5, 2.5. So you're lower on the phosphorus and on the potassium, but you've got a good 6. It's a good source of nitrogen. It does release slow, which is good. And believe it or not, tomatoes do like this type of fertilizer. So you could add a little top dressing on that if you find some that's an organic variety. Bat guano. Bat guano is a 7, 1.5. It promotes root growth, flowering, and strong stem. Very expensive, bat guano is. Now, feather meal. This is probably going to be your highest nitrogen if you want to do some top dress. It does release slowly, so you don't have to worry about burn with it. But most of your feather meal will go anywhere from 1100 on up to 1500. But it does release slow, and that's what we like about that. It's a balanced nutrition. It encourages the microbes and a constant source of food for those also. So when we're building the soil, that's the reason we're using organics, the reason we're doing red beds. We want our raised beds to be full of microbes, things that keeps our soil growing, which are friends to the roots of our plant, helps keep down disease, and we want to do that. So feather meal is a good one. High nitrogen is slow release. So if you've got like green beans, you start out with them as they're coming up, you know, because it's slow release, and go ahead and do that. Green sand. Now, green sand's a thing, and you can get it in some places. It has a 0.25, but it's high in iron, potassium, magnesium, and it helps loosen the soil, improves the moisture retention, and it does promote root growth in especially this hard red clay that we have around here. So you're talking about something you want to add some nutrients to this regular sand, go ahead and get the green sand, because it does do that. Kelp meal's it's got a lot of trace elements in it more than it has NPK, because you're looking at a 0.5 and a 1 on the NPK. But it is rich in trace elements. It's excellent for potassium-loving plants. It improves cell division and the strength of the chloroplast. So that's also good to know. Now, we got one more here we'll talk about, and that's flaxseed meal. Flaxseed meal is 6-1-1. Again, high nitrogen, slow to release. It does improve water retention. So flaxseed meal is good source of a slow nitrogen. It's just a 6-1-1, but it improves water retention. So those are just some of the things there when you're looking for organic fertilizers that you can go ahead and purchase and you can use on your spring crops, on your summer crops, and with the nitrogen that you need for some of those heavy feeders like green beans, corn, some of the ones that do require a lot of nitrogen. You can use these not worrying about, well, if it turns off too dry, is it too hot, am I going to burn the roots or that plant. No, you're not. And because it is a natural organic nitrogen. So just keep in mind, we'll go back over the list right quick in case somebody missed it. And again, you can go to our website and you can archive organic fertilizers and uses. The alfalfa meal, cottonseed meal, bone meal, rock phosphate, fish meal, soybean meal, bat guano, feather meal, green sand, kelp meal, and flaxseed meal. Now, there's several others that are out there too, but these are some of the easiest ones to get a hold of, ones that are all the old tried and true. Now, cottonseed meal has been composted cow manure have been old-time favorites for roses. People love to use the cottonseed meal and the composted cow manure to make their roses bloom, and it actually does help the disease around your roses. So we went from vegetable garden into talking about roses, but again, any of these fertilizers can be used on your shrubs. They can be used on your perennials. They can be used on your herbs. So it's just a wide array of uses that you can use the fertilization on all your plants with these organic fertilizers, just like you would if you bought a commercial type fertilizer. But keep in mind, you know, look back over it and see which one's going to benefit your plant the most, which one has the most nitrogen, or maybe this application doesn't need nitrogen. You just need some phosphorus. Maybe you want to promote those blooms and the fruit. So maybe you want to promote root growth with that too. So grab one of these that's good in PK, maybe lower in the nitrogen use. Now, one thing about using nitrogen or a higher part of nitrogen, and it's not organic with tomatoes, you will find right quick that you're going to grow a big plant and a sour tomato. Plants are great, but we're not wanting to grow tomato trees. We want to grow the right size plant, and we want a big, nice tomato, and we want that full tomato flavor in it. And again, go back on our podcast and we talk about how to start off with growing that tomato, caring for it all the way through so that you will be successful in having that nice sandwich size tomato. And you need to start out with picking the variety, picking the spot. We went through all of that. It's there for you. Just click on it and give it a listen. Well, again, we do thank you for sending in all of your questions this week and for your comments. We do look at every comment. We answer all the questions. And the reason we're doing this podcast today, and that's where I get a lot of my ideas from, and it was people was asking me at different places I was at this week, there's some different garden centers, and we had a few seminars, what's a good organic fertilizer? So with that question I was asking, people wanted to know, I thought that we may do that. Might be a question that you have and hasn't got around to asking yet. Please take time and go to our website, which is daddypeats.com. I think you'll find it very interesting. Not only do you find our podcast there, or you can ask questions, leave comments, but you can see all of our different products we make for you. You can see where we come from. We've been hanging around, like I like to say, since 1907. We're a Century Plus farm, and we have a motto. It's more than a motto. It's kind of our way of life. It's kind of our promise to you. We help you grow, and that's exactly what we hope to do. We hope to do that with our products, with the knowledge that we do put out for you, answer any questions we can. If we don't have an answer, we'll get you one. But we really get excited when we see new gardeners taking off and coming back the next year and going producing healthy organic food for their family, for their friends and loved ones, their neighbors. And it just does my heart good to see the children learning how to be self-sufficient as they grow older. Now, keep in mind, as you're buying those seeds now, that you buy heirloom seeds. You want seeds that you can save again. And we did do a podcast on those. Tells you how many years you can actually keep those seeds, how to save them, how to harvest them, and some of the different varieties. We'll go into that more on different varieties here, maybe in the next week or two. But if you go into a lot of your local garden centers, go into a lot of your farm and garden stores where they kind of wear both hats as being the farm store and the garden store, you're going to find that they carry a lot of the heirloom seeds, and that's what you want to buy, because you can save those year after year, and they produce the same plant and the same fruit over and over. With a hybrid, you're not going to get that. If you save the seed, you don't know what you're going to get the next year, and even you go into the third, who knows? A hybrid's usually a cross between one or two, one to two, three different varieties, and when you save those seeds, the next year it may revert to one of those varieties or cross between two of the three, or go back to the initial one that was actually the stronger of the three or the two. So you never know what you're going to get. I've actually seen some where you've got the foreign fruit and you've got some that stun it. So that's the reason we want to stay with our heirloom seeds. Well, thank you so much for listening to us today. And again, I do encourage you to go to our website and to ask that question, make that comment, look around, and, you know, we'll try to get you an answer on anything. Look at our products, see how they can help you in whatever gardening test you're doing, whether it be a raised bed, whether it be pots, whether you be doing grow bags, maybe you're doing an herb garden, you're doing perennial gardens, you've got some annual beds, maybe you just have bulbs, you've got irises coming, you need some of those, you want to put in some fruit trees, some fruit bushes, shrubs. We have products for each and every one of those. And then when you get ready to mulch it, make it look nice, we also have those too. So just give us a look there. I think you'll be more than pleased. Well, until next time, thank you again for tuning in. You've been listening to Gardening with Daddy Pete, and I'm your host, Melvin York.
Thank you for joining today's Gardening with Daddy Pete. You can check out our website at daddypetes.com for additional gardening tips, and our podcast at gardeningwithdaddypete.podbean.com. You can also join us on Amazon, Apple, or Spotify.